Joining us now is Arthur Szostak, professor of sociology at Drexel University and the author of The Air Controllers Controversy, Lessons from the 1981 PATCO Strikes. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
What was the strike about? There have been reasons listed as money, the union PATCO breaking the oath not to strike, and you don't think those were the reasons. What do you think were the reasons for the strike?
The central reason was professionalism. Namely, the controllers had a notion of what's required to do their job. And to do the job well, they require the best equipment, the most supportive leadership, and the kind of work conditions in terms of hours and scheduling that enable them to live with themselves. None of that was available in 81. And after six job actions between 1968 and 81, they just couldn't take it any longer, and they had to strike.
Now, to all appearances, PATCO lost the strike. If we want to talk about winners and losers, there were 11,000 air traffic controllers that didn't have jobs, and they were blacklisted, and the union was decertified. Does that mean that the FAA was the winner?
Not at all. Not at all. The PATCO men and women suffered terribly. They now, though, have two major wins, if you will. Namely, in 1993, President Clinton authorized rehiring. They also had the satisfaction of knowing that Congress last year received from the FAA a 10-year, $11 billion modernization plan that really replicates lots of the issues that PATCO struck over 20 years ago. As for the FAA being looked at as a winner, there the irony is extraordinary. The FAA, some of its leadership in 1981, promised that the FAA would be forever a beacon of non-union operation. They then set about doing a better job. Well, that job that they did resulted 6 years later in their replacement workforce unionizing. 1987, NATCA, National Air Traffic Controllers Organization, was born. And in 1999, that organization sought and received direct affiliation with the AFL-CIO. NATCA enjoys at the moment with the top leadership of the FAA, particularly with Jane Garvey, a Clinton appointee, the FAA administrator, the kind of cooperative relationship that PATCO never, ever knew. They lobby together on the Hill to advance the interests that they jointly share now. So we have finally achieved the kind of collegial partnership working together that the system has always required that PATCO was never, ever eligible for.
Do the air traffic controllers call National Airport Ronald Reagan?
No one does. No one does. And Reagan's folly was extraordinary. He got lengthy advice from what we call the gray hair, that is the wise men in Washington, the men who specialize in labor management relations. And the advice was, you don't break a union. You humiliate it. You punish its leaders. But you don't decertify. That had never been done before. And you do not fire 75% of a skilled professional workforce. The industry got regulations and slowdown and flow control from which the industry has never, ever recovered.
Arthur Szostak is a professor of sociology at Drexel University and author of The Air Controllers Controversy, Lessons from the 1981 PATCO Strike. He joined us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.